Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. You know how it works. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, please drop us a line, david@fmr.co.za, and we'll respond to as many of your requests as we possibly can. I was in the luxurious new Ford Everest, 2-liter bi-turbo XLT 1080 four-wheel drive. That's a lot of numbers. Some more numbers. It's a 2-liter bi-turbo diesel engine, four-cylinder. It produces 156 kilowatts and 500 newton meters of torque. And if those numbers are familiar, you would have heard them on the show before when we talked about the Ford Raptor. Yep, exactly the same engine. But this isn't about the engine. This is about the revamped interior. This is about seven seats and comfort. This is about a great interior. It's upmarket yet durable feeling. You've got, yeah, sure, the rear view cameras and all that kind of stuff. But this is about a seven-seater in comfort. And I loved how the seats, particularly the rear ones, folded for the loading space. You know, few car makers really stop and consider how things are when the seats are dropped for complete capacity. Not just how they fold, which many are getting better and better at, and there are some clumsy ones out there, trust me, but how easy or clumsy is the revealed loading bay to use? And this one was relatively flat, and that's always a great thing. And if you've got that unwieldy piece of furniture, you can get it in and out. More than that, driving it, excellent noise, vibration, and harshness. That noise, vibration, and harshness should come out smoother from my lips because this car is smooth. They've used something called active noise control, and it does make a difference. The suspension is great. It's compliant and comfy, yet it doesn't wallow overly, which a lot of four-wheel drives at this kind of weight level do, and for this level of compliance. And I really think Ford are getting their suspensions up to scratch. At a claimed 7.6 liters per 100 kilometers, and I think that is practical if you have a lighter foot than I do, and an 80-liter tank, this is a comfortable way to do great long journeys. There are power points in each row of seats, and this is a three-row vehicle, and you should be able to survive a longish journey with a group of four full-sized packs. The trailer weight is 3.1 tons. Nice. You'll need a brake trailer for that, of course. And you've got four-wheel drive once you get there with all the useful assist modes that most of these electronic-assisted four-wheel drives have. The other number that you'll be waiting for, 717,000 Rand and 800 added on to that will get you this vehicle. There is a limited edition for about 60-70,000 Rand more, but this is all the 2-liter bi-turbo diesel engine loveliness you're going to really need. For this, you're going to get a four-year 120,000-kilometer warranty and a six-year 90,000-kilometer service plan. And you know what? Another one for the highly recommended. It really is a comfortable car. It feels luxurious. It's a little bit of a sleeper in that it doesn't feel like you're going to be noticed in the way you will in some other four-wheel drives. If you want to go incognito with a Ford badge on the front in comfort and luxury, I think this should be on your shortlist. And that's it for me this week. It's David Dondi, and you know the drill. For questions, please drop me an email, david@fmr.co.za, and of course the podcast, fmr.co.za. Until next week.